Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. It's so important, people of God, to get
to 6. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. This will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who are once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is blessed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which both thorns and briars is rejected, and is now unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had been endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath. By two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, I have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, where the former is for entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Seven. For this Melchizedek, King of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation King of Righteousness, and after that also King of Salem, which is King of Peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days, nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth the priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham, and blessed him that had the promises, and without all contradiction, less is blessed of the better. And here, men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witnessed that he liveth. I may so say, Levi also, who receiveth tithes, paid tithes in Abraham, for he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man gave attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of a carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For he testifieth, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. Paul made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh to God. Inasmuch as not without an oath, he was made priest. Those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath by him that said unto him, The Lord swear, and will not repent, Thou art a priest forever, for the order of Melchizedek. So much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament. They truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. But this man, because he continueth ever, an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, free from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people's, as he did once when he offered up himself. For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath which was since the law maketh the Son, who is consecrated for evermore.
Good evening, friends and neighbors in Blog Talk Radio Land. We are indeed happy to come in your homes, to ride in your cars, your place of business, or wherever you may be at this very present moment. We are convinced that we cannot allow evil speaking matters and anything that would separate man from God keep us from knowing, because we know, and we want you to know, that God is still on the throne. Not only that, but we want you also to know that God is moving. And this is the day of God's moving, when others have given up and became weary and discouraged on account of certain conditions. Then there are multitudes of people in the valley of decision. We have fears without, fears that when we would do good, evil is always present. In the midst of sickness, and in the midst of disease, in the midst of stress, and in the midst of strain, in the midst of the overpowering of drugs and alcohol, and even violence, the fact remains the same. And that fact is the fact that God is moving. He's moving in me, and I hope and I trust that he is moving in you. Going briefly to my message for today, the reader already read it, which was Hebrews 6. And Hebrews 7. So we're just going to jump right in it and try to pour a quart into a pint, to sort of speak. If the Bible, there is a word called immutability. It means that an object that cannot be, it's an object that cannot be modified from its original creation. Immutability is used to describe God And in God, we have an anchor. He who is God does not change, even though everything else is muted. I remember a kid growing up. There was a cartoon called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And mutant deals with the things that can change or the things that are subject to change. But God is immutability. In other words, he who is God changes not. Are you listening to me? And so, my brothers and my sisters, we need an anchor in times like these. We need an anchor in this life because the world is changing. Relationships are changing. Change when your body is changing, your hair is changing, society is changing, government is changing. And so it is there that the question arises. What do we have an anchor on if everything is changing? Thank you. I'm so glad you asked. The answer is, God is our anchor. Are you listening to me? And if so, my brothers and my sisters, you must find your anchor today. We will find out who our anchor is today. Today's message is entitled, My Soul Has Been Anchored. Are you listening to me? For you see, my brothers and my sisters, when a ship is on a sea and it wants to stand still, perfectly still, it drops this thing called an anchor. And this anchor is something that is heavier than the ship itself. And it drops it down so that the ship can stand still, can stand still even if it is a stormy sea. Stand still even if it's the tallest and driven, if it's tossed and driven by an angry sea. See, this ship is able to stand still because why? Thank you. I'm so glad you asked. Because we have an anchor. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You missed it. See, my brothers and my sisters, the problem is many of us are tied down to things that aren't able to hold us sturdy. Oops, if you can't say amen, just say out. My job is not my anchor. Yes, you've been loyal for maybe 56 years or 40 years or 30 years. That job is not your anchor. If the job closes down tomorrow, I come all the way to Broad Talk from Alliance on my way to heaven to tell you that you have got an anchor. Oh, I wish I had somebody who hears me, because that is a good place to give a hand clap. For you see, my brothers and my sisters, if you lose everything today, you still got an anchor in God. And God is good. And no doubt some of you came on the Blog Talk and you came discouraged today. No doubt some of you are on the verge of giving up on that marriage, that relationship, that family, that house, that whatever has got you discouraged. But I come to tell you that the husband, that wife, your children are not your anchor. Are you listening to me? For you see, my brothers and my sisters, we sometimes become disappointed, and we sometimes come discouraged in that person that doesn't have the ability to measure up to your expectations in life. For you see, they can't heal your body. They can't heal your daddy wounds. They can't fix that. You won't allow God to fix. So then, if you have to drop your anchor, I come to tell you today to drop your anchor on God. For are you listening to me? See, my brothers and my sisters, when you drop your anchor on God, I said God covers it with this thing called grace. And grace is the amazing. It is unmerited, undeserved, unearned kindness and favor of God. You missed it. You missed it. Grace is amazing. It is the unmerited, undeserved, unearned kindness and favor of God. Are you listening to me? See, my brothers and my my sisters, you must know and understand, or understand and know that the grace of God is a free gift, and all you have to do is receive it. Are you listening to me? And so, my brothers and my sisters, you must know and understand the immobility, and he doesn't change, or he's unchangeable. And when you understand that, then you will know that grace is going to keep you steady. Oh, my Tulamite. See, my brothers and my sisters, the problem is we think that God is going to quit being good because we are not. No doubt some of you may think I'm not going to church today because I have sinned, or say I'm not going to praise him because I don't want nobody to think I'm a hypocrite. Well, let me, if you will, tell you, God loves you more than he did before you did what you did. All you have to do is hold to God's unchanging hand. For you see, many of your friends may not be there when you're thrown into a pit. Many of your family members may be the reason that you're in the pit right now. But I come to tell you that if you put your anchor on God, God will not leave you nor forsake you. God will provide for you. God will be that doctor in a sick room. God will be that mother to the motherless. God will be the doctor to the sick person in that sick room. God will be that lawyer that's in the courtroom. God will be whatever you want him to be, as long as you put your trust in him and let him do the work. Through faith, man believeth, and through faith, man became a living soul. All you have to do is put your trust in him. For you see, forsaking all, I trust him. That is faith. Faith is finding answers in the heart. So put your trust in God, and God will lead you on. Yes, I know many times in this life we become discouraged, and many times in this life we experience heartache and heartbreak. But I come to tell you today, put your anchor on God, and God will never leave you nor forsake you. Late in the midnight hour, when your pillow is all wet with tears, you can call him, for his mind is never busy, and he won't put you on hold. He will be right there to comfort you. He will be right there to heal you. He will be right there to save you from that stormy sea. If you only hold to his path and drop your anchor on God, he will do what no other power can do. I wish I had just a little more time to tell you that you have an anchor in God, but time is far spent. But I will pick this back up next week. So until then, have a good week. We'd like to remind you that on Monday night at 8 o'clock, we have the Pastor Jesse Stewart. On Wednesday night, we have Willie J. Band all the way from our nation's capital. On Thursday at 8 o'clock, we have Bishop George Flint. And right back here every Saturday at 1 o'clock, you have yours truly, Amos Joseph Collins. Tune in and catch the word, for the word is falling on Blog Talk. Have a blessed week.